holds off. The count now 2-2. And Smith, a little bit more of a look at him. He's got 7 runs on the season and 6 RBIs. That pitch and is again missing for a ball. So really working the count against Drew Thompson. Kind of the first time that you've really seen this by Madison. Smith has more walks than he does hits, though. 7 walks to his 6 hits on the year. 3-2 count, and that misses inside for ball number 4. So a leadoff base runner in the bottom of the third for Madison as Tyler Smith is on first base with nobody out and a 2-0 Rafters lead. Cooper Malamazian now up to the plate. Malamazian, the right-handed hitting shortstop for the Space Cows. It's a righty-righty matchup with the runner on first, Smith. And Smith has stolen 3 bases in his 10 games. Despite him being a catcher, he's got some speed. Swing and kind of a half swing, but he went all the way around on it. So strike number 1 as it missed well outside. It's now an 0-1 count. And looking at last game, Malamazian did play yesterday. Or not yesterday, it was actually 2 days ago back at Witter Field as there's a pickoff attempt back to first base. And there, Malamazian went 2-for-4 in the game with a run scored and a pair of singles, also out of stolen base. She's got a little bit of positive momentum. And the 0-1 count, this one's hit high in the air towards center field, trailing over to a Diaz, and he is under it to make the catch, throws it back in, keeps the runner on first, and there is 1 out in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Runner on first base, and Dom Jacoby up to the plate. Still 2-0 Rafters, and Jacoby back up for his 2nd plate appearance of the game. He is 0-for-1 on the night, afternoon. Not night yet. We'll get there eventually as there's a pickoff attempt back to first base. This the first of 2 games today. It's a doubleheader, but there will be a little bit of downtime in between the two of them. Second game isn't slated to begin until 6:35. We'll have a full pregame show for you as well. Another pickoff attempt back to first. Keeps the runner on, and so still waiting for that first pitch from Jacoby. Smith, certainly a runner that you got to watch for, and the first pitch to Jacoby is dropped behind the plate by Nick Adrian as it missed just a bit inside for ball number 1. On deck, Liam Moreno, but a double play is in order here, and be a real nice way to get out of the 3rd inning. 1-0 count, runner taking off is going to make it tough, and it's hit into left field anyway, so that gets down for a base knock as Dom Jacoby is on for his first time today. It sends Tyler Smith over to second base, and it brings up Liam Moreno with runners on first and second and 1 out in the bottom of the 3rd. 2-0 Rafters, and Madison trying to get back into the game. And looking at those Space Cows jerseys, they are kind of a bright green. It's a little bit tough to tell their lettering as the neon is very similar to the green, but when you get close to them, they look very nice. I'll say that much. They're cool jerseys. I'll give them that. 1-0 count as the first pitch missed for a ball. And Liam Moreno up for the 2nd time today. He popped out to second base back in the 1st inning. 1-0 count is a fly ball down that right field line and well out of play. Moreno from St. Cloud State University. That's the same college that Rafters pitcher Kenny Schultz attended to start off his collegiate career, although Schultz transferred over to UW-Stevens Point over the past couple of seasons. It's a 1-1 count to Moreno. On the season, batting .324, this pitch misses inside for ball 2. It's now a 2-1 count. Looking at Dom Jacoby over there on first base this season, he has yet to steal a base, so maybe would be a surprise to see a double steal, although it could certainly happen. It's a 1-1 count. Pitch coming home from Thompson. It misses upstairs for a ball, and now a 3-1 count to Moreno. Mikey Bell on deck. Thompson working through some traffic here in the bottom of the third inning. It's 2-0 Rafters. Pitch on the way. It is in there on the upper part of the zone for strike number two and fills up the count 3-2. And Thompson this year, the most innings he's gone has been 5 back on June 9th. He had a very good start there. But outside of that, the most that he's gone is 3 innings. 3-2 count. He misses inside and makes him duck out of the way as ball number 4 sends Liam Moreno over to first base. Dom Jacoby now on second, and Tyler Smith is on third. Brings up Mikey Bell with the bases loaded and only one out, so a mound visit as... Man, this is a key spot for a dangerous batter in Mikey Bell. Bell is the third baseman for the Space Cows, and yesterday went 2-for-4 with a walk and an RBI, also scored a run. And previously against the Rafters, he also played in that first game, but he was held relatively quiet, went just 1-for-5 on the night. But he had some good plate appearances, especially that last one to end the game in the ninth inning, where he saw just a ton of pitches. I think it was 9 pitches in total, and only one ball he saw that entire count. Really forced Jafet Martinez to work to get out of that game. Going to try and do the same thing here against Drew Thompson. Bases are loaded with one out, and the first pitch is in there on the breaking ball for strike number one. Bell up for the second time today. He is 0-for-1 after striking out looking back in the first inning. Second time through the order, though, this is going to be a lot tougher for Thompson. He's allowed the first two to reach base the second time through the order as that one's fouled down the right field line out of the Rafters dugout just a bit down and near that bullpen area. It's an 0-2 count. The Mikey Cowbell, as the video board says. Gotta love that nickname. I wonder if we'll see more Cowbell. I'm sure we will. 0-2 count. Pitch on the way. It's a broken bat. Left side of the infield. Picked up at third base. Throw comes home from Garcia. And they get him on the force out at the plate to keep the run from scoring. The wood from the bat went all the way out to shortstop where Eric Parker picks it up past the line from third over to second. And he'll hand it off to the third base coach for Madison as they take it off the field. And certainly an odd one, but the Rafters get the out. It's 5-2 on the fielder's choice. Mikey Bell now on first base. Liam Moreno is on second. Dom Jacoby is on third. And Tyler Smith was out at the plate. Base is still loaded with two away. And first pitch is a swing and a miss from Carson Hansen to bring it 0-1. Hansen up for the second time today. He is 0-for-1 with a strikeout from back in the second. Still a 2-0 Rafters lead, but that could change in one swing. Lefty at the plate, Hansen. It's a lefty-righty matchup. 0-1 count. This one's hit towards center field. Diaz got to run up on it. He's on the jog, and he slides and makes the catch for out number 3. Oh, man, that's a big play from the Rafters center fielder as he adjusts and grabs it on the slide. So the Madison Space Cows do not score a run. No runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there were 3 left on base. It's 2-0 Rafters heading into the fourth inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Knife Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
During your working years, you know where your income is coming from. But once you retire, you'll have to know how much you can expect from different income sources and how to manage this income to help support a retirement that could last two or three decades. Your IRA and 401k will be key income sources. How much should you withdraw from these accounts each year? You'll want to pick a withdrawal rate based on various factors such as your age, health, and other sources of income. Next, consider Social Security. You can start collecting benefits at age 62, but your payments will be much bigger if you wait until your full retirement age between 66 and 67. By learning how to maximize your income sources, you can help yourself achieve a comfortable and more rewarding retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fourth coming your way, and Drew Thompson just worked out of a jam. He had the bases loaded with only one out, but works out of it without allowing a run to come around. The Rafters have that 2-0 lead, and top of the fourth here, they'll be led off by their 7, 8, 9 batters. That's Kobayashi, Adrian, and Garcia due up in the inning. Pitcher on the mound for the Madison Space Cows is Dernan. So they go to the bullpen, and they make the change as that ends Charlie O'Shell's night. The second pitch is hit over to shortstop, picked up, and it takes him off the bag, trying to avoid the tag. Kobayashi can't quite do it, and he's tagged out, so it ends up going there on the play and in the books against the Rafters. Not the way that they wanted it to happen. 6-3 on the putout, and now it brings up the second batter of the inning, Nick Adrian, to the plate. And Adrian, the right-handed hitting catcher for the Rafters, takes the first pitch low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Adrian, 0-1 in the game so far. He struck out looking back in the second inning. Rafters were able to come around for a pair back in the third. This pitch fouled back, brings it 1-1. And the only two runs of the game came around in the top of the third. Madison has yet to score. Drew Thompson shut out through three innings. He's looked good out there, although they finally started being able to figure him out as Adrian has a three-quarter swing. Misses the pitch and count now 1-2. Pitch on the way home. Gets a swing and a miss. Strike number three, and that's back-to-back batters retired by Dernan, as the right-hander keeps looking good out there. Cade Dernan coming over for Charlie O'Shell. O'Shell's night is done. Well, not necessarily. His afternoon is done, to say the least. Three innings pitched, three hits, two runs. Both were earned, as first one to J.J. Garcia is a foul tip. Strike number one, and O'Shell, he walked three batters, had two strikeouts. Pitch on the way to Garcia, fouled back to make it 0-2. O'Shell also hit one batter with a pitch, no balks, and no wild pitches, while facing a total of 15 batters. 0-2 count on the way, misses outside to bring it 1-2. O'Shell totaled exactly 50 pitches in his appearance. Cade Dernan into the game. He is a right-hander for the Space Cows, as Dernan 6-3, 217, and that pitch, a swing and a miss as it kind of gets dropped behind the plate. And strike number three is, it's a weird one right there, and goes in the books backwards as it's three up, three down in the fourth inning. So the Rafters, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and it is 2-0 heading into the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Drew Thompson looking to have his second longest appearance of the season as he's back out here for the fourth inning. Bottom of the fourth, Rafters leading 2-0, and Thompson has looked great out there. I mean, loved seeing all of what he's been able to do, but last inning he did get a little bit roughed up, didn't allow any runs, but had the bases loaded with only one out before he worked out of the jam. He'll be taking on the 5-6-7 batters in the order, and that's Brock Lulowitz, Cole Kosciuszko, and Noah Sheffield. That's who's due up this inning for the Madison Space Cows, taking over for the Mallards today. And Madison, this season, they are 15-7 on the year. The Rafters, 7-16, still looking for that eighth win as the pitch misses outside for ball number one to Lulowitz, and really slipped out of the hand of Thompson there. And well, Thompson still wearing his lucky hat that keeps falling off of his head. Seen it a few times, and always funny as it comes off back-to-back pitches. That pitch in there for strike number one brings it back 1-1, and he likes it. You know, it's always a, hey, can we get you a new hat? No, no, you can't. All right, 1-1 count inside is called for a ball to bring it 2-1. And Thompson, a funny guy. He's pretty outgoing. He's had a chance to get out and check around Wisconsin Rapids with some of his teammates. Him, J.J. Garcia, Tony Torres, a bunch of them were out earlier in the season and had a talk with them off of the premises of Witter Field as that pitch is in there for a strike to bring it 2-2. And really getting an early bond of this group together was important for not just Ziggy, but for the guys as well. 2-2 count coming home, and this one misses well outside for ball number three. The count is full, and another pitch that kind of slipped out of the hand of Thompson, and so he asks for a new ball. So now a full count with nobody out, leadoff man up at the plate. Still a 2-0 Rafters lead, and Brock Lulowitz looking to provide the first run of the game for Madison. He's the left-handed hitting designated hitter. Lefty-righty matchup on the way. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number three, and that's Thompson's third strikeout of the game. And it's the first out of the fourth inning. One up, one down. Thompson still looking good out there, and he's now through three and a third as it brings up Cole Kosciuszko with one out and nobody on in the bottom of the fourth. Kosciuszko, the left-handed hitting first baseman, takes the first pitch on the lower outside corner for strike number one. Kosciuszko up for the second time today. He's one for one in the game. He's singled back in that second inning. 3 for 5 to start off his Madison career, and takes another pitch, but this time a smidge outside. Now even at a 1-1 count. Now the infield is kind of in their normal spots. Third, first base right there, and this pitch misses inside and hits him on the elbow, and so Kosciuszko will take the guards off and walk on down to first base after the hit by pitch. It's the first hit batter of the game from Drew Thompson, and sets up Noah Sheffield with one out and a runner on first base. But the good news, double play in order. Rafters have been able to turn a few double plays this season, but they're always something that you're trying for, never necessarily expecting. Runner taking off. Pitch is in there. Called a strike. Throw on down to second. And they got him caught stealing. What a throw from Nick Adrian on the money. Oh, man. That's exactly the throw that you want from your catcher. And Nick Adrian showing off the defense. Caught stealing is out number two. Now nobody on. In the bottom of the fourth, an 0-1 count to Sheffield. Takes it inside for ball number one and a 1-1 count. And that's sometimes why it's not the worst thing in the world to allow a walk or a hit by pitch. And always create outs in other ways. Sheffield, the right-handed hitting center fielder. Righty-righty matchup. 1-1 count coming home from Thompson. And it hits a few feet in front of the plate in the turf. For ball number two, I think that one bounced up and hit Nick Adrian in the glove, who is normally holding it. 2-1 count with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch on the way from Thompson. It's high and tight for ball three, and now a 3-1 count. Tyler Smith on deck. Rafters up 2-0, and Thompson looking to go through four complete innings. Thompson still looking for his first decision of the season. Grounder over to the right side of the infield. Picked up over at second. Onyade back to first in time. 4-3 on the putout and 3-up, 3-down in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And it is 2-0 Rafters. Into the fifth we go here from Madison, Wisconsin on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Rafters looking for their first win on the road since you go back all the way to prior to the losing streak, and it's been almost over a week at this point. Well, it's been over a week at this point since the Rafters' last road win, and that has to go all the way back to whenever they took the game on the road at Lakeshore back on June 10th. It was 10 days ago. And so the Rafters looking to change their tides as that one capped off a three-game win streak. And the Rafters up 2-0 here. They're feeling pretty good about the way that things have been going. But, I mean, we've seen them get off to strong starts over this recent stretch and come down still just short. There's been a few different ways as Chris Diaz sends a 1-0 count up the middle, and it's a leadoff single. Diaz on base for his third time today. Two singles for him, and the Rafters are loving what they're seeing from their left-handed hitting center fielder. Brings up Mason Oñate to the plate with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the fifth inning. 2-0 Wisconsin Rapids. And the left-hander, Mason Oñate, the second baseman for Wisconsin Rapids, takes that pitch way north of the zone for ball number one. Had a hopping Tyler Smith behind the plate, have to jump up to snag it and keep it from getting to the backstop. Chris Diaz over on first base. He's already stolen second twice today. Throw back to first keeps him on the bag as he slides back in. No tag applied. And Mason Oñate, he is up for his third time today. 0-for-1. But back in the third inning, he drew a walk. This pitch upstairs makes it 2-0. And Oñate, back when he drew that walk in the third inning, he also came around to score after following behind Chris Diaz on the base paths. 2-0 count on the way. Misses high for ball number three. And just one ball away from drawing a walk and putting two men on. Cade Dernan looking to continue the momentum that he had from the fourth, but so far not off to what he was hoping for. 3-0 count. It's outside. And back-to-back base runners reach for the Rafters. Mason Oñate over to first base. Chris Diaz takes the walk on to second. Rafters have runners on first and second with nobody out in the top of the fifth inning. Already up 2-0, but got to keep adding. Got to keep adding. You know how explosive this Madison offense can be in a two-run lead. Heck, I would say even up to maybe even a six-run lead wouldn't be safe. Not against these Madison Mallards and Space Cows today as the pop-up is fouled away from Matt and Akko to bring the count 0-1. Akko up at the plate. He's 0-for-1 in the game. He had a sacrifice hit back in the third inning. Sent those runners over one base ahead, and it was both Diaz and Oñate who were on the bases. But Akko full swinging here as the Rafters do have the lead. Now, back when he put down that sack bunt, it was still tied 0-0, but now Rafters already up, so they feel like, hey, let's just see if we can go full swing. But Akko does show bunt. Pitch misses low, and it gets away from Smith, but he'll find it down the third base line before the runners advance. 1-1 count to the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup. Talking a little bit more about Cade Dernan for the Madison Space Cows. Dernan this year has appeared in three games, made two starts, shows bunt, both runners taking off, and they are ahead. So, pair of stolen bases there as a 2-1 count, missed low, and Chris Diaz on third, Mason Oñate on second. Sorry, never mind, 2-1 count. They're still on first and second. Looks like they had to head back there, and now a 3-1 count. Runners on first and second. Pitch coming in. It misses low and away for ball number four. So now they will move ahead as Madden Akko goes on over to first base. Onyade is on to second, and Chris Diaz is on to third. And a mound visit here after three straight base runners have reached for the Rafters. Cade Dernan on the mound. He's thrown 21 pitches in the game so far, but facing a little bit of trouble. He's got a bases-loaded opportunity with no outs, and the Rafters have Eric Parker and Andre Meduño batting back-to-back. Both of those guys already having seen some action with their teams in the NCAA baseball tournament. Well, not seeing action, but taking with their teams up there and some solid squads. Parker for Georgia, Meduño for Alabama. Rafters will get a third player who was with his team in the NCAA tournament, and Carson McIntyre in just a little bit, as McIntyre's Oregon State was eliminated from the NCAA World Series this past week. And McIntyre was a big part of that team, too, so excited to get to see him here. But, well, we'll be excited with the two guys that we've already got in Parker and Meduño. Parker up. He's got the bases loaded and nobody out. First pitch is a pop-up left side of the infield, and trailing over to it, the shortstop right in his normal location. He'll make the catch for out number one. P6 in the books, and it brings up Andre Meduño with one out, and the bases still loaded. Rafters only up 2-0, and you feel like you gotta finish it off with at least one of these runners coming home to score. Sacrifice still in line for Meduño. However, double play would end the inning, so it's not anything that you can do. One away in the top of the fifth inning. Pitch coming home. It misses inside for ball number one. Meduño, the right-handed hitting DH for the Rafters. DH'd yesterday after making his return to the lineup. It's a righty-righty matchup, and Cade Dernan looking to get back on the right track, but can't do it here as it's hit into the left center gap. That gets on down and all the way back to the wall. Here comes one, two, and rounding third is Akko. He is in a three RBI bases clearing double for Andre Meduño. It's 5-0 Rafters in the top of the fifth. Huge play from the man from Alabama. His first hit of the game, and he picks up three ribbies with it. Madinako scores from first. Mason Onyade scores from second. And Chris Diaz scores from third. Eric Parker had the pop-out. He's the only out of the inning, as it brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with a runner on second and an 0-1 count as he fouls the first pitch back. So Meduño on second. Clayton Jr. at the plate, right-handed hitting left fielder for the Rafters. 0-1 count on the way, misses in the dirt and outside, but picked up behind the plate by Tyler Smith. For ball number one, it's a 1-1 count. And Meduño, he certainly can steal a bag when he needs to, but we'll see if he tries to take off for third. 1-1 count, and time called by Cade Dernan. He's trying to talk about something, and now he's back on the mound ready to go, so new pitch clock for him. Dernan looks back to second. And now brings it home, and it's in there for strike number two. It's a 1-2 count. Rafters scored three runs in this inning thanks to the RBI double from Andre Meduño. They had scored two runs in the third, having the 5-0 lead, trying to add more. Clayton swings and misses at strike three. It's left on the plate. The throw is a little late, but it still gets there in time to retire Royce Clayton Jr., and keeps the runner on second base as well. Two outs in the top of the fifth inning. 5-0 Rafters. Looking for the upset over the number one team in the Great Lakes West. First game of the doubleheader. This is the earlier of the two. 1:05 start time here, and game number two going to get started at 6:30, but this one right back up the middle by Kobayashi, and 1-3 on the flip as that does it for the fifth inning. However, the Rafters, they pick up three runs on their two hits, no errors, and one left on base. It's 5-0 Wisconsin Rapids as we...
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers. Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And into the bottom of the fifth inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. Thanks for joining us. I'm Austin Thomas, the radio voice of the Rafters, and glad to have you along with us today as, well, it was a fun top of the fifth inning as Andre Madueño had a bases-clearing 3-RBI double to make it 5-0. Followed up the two-run third inning, and, well, a couple of big hits from the SEC batters. Eric Parker had a 2-RBI single, and Andre Madueño, the 3-RBI double. Now the Madison Space Cows getting back to work, and it hasn't been a afternoon to remember for them as Drew Thompson has really pitched well. He's back out here for the fifth. First pitch and off speed that misses away for ball number one. Tyler Smith, he is up at the plate. It's the 8-9-1 batters due up in the frame for Madison. That's Tyler Smith, Cooper Malamazian, and Dominic Jacoby. 1-0 count in there for a strike. Moves it even at 1-1. And Thompson did hit one batter with a pitch in the fourth, but he was caught stealing, so it went 3-up, 3-down in the inning. Entered this one with 63 pitches, so hoping to get through the fifth, and misses that pitch outside for ball number two. Hoping to get through the fifth here and would be eligible for his first win of the season. Only one Rafters starter has a win on the year, and that's Noah Marschke. 2-1 count is a pop fly that's straight back and over the grandstand to bring it 2-2. And Marschke is expected to be the starting pitcher for game number two. It'll be Marschke back at 6:35, hoping for his second win of the season. 2-2 counts, a breaking ball that misses well outside, kind of slipped out of the hand of Thompson, and now a full count to Smith. Smith up for the second time today. He had a full count and worked a walk back in that third inning. He saw seven pitches. He's going to see pitch number six here. 3-2 count, lefty-righty matchup. Thompson bringing it home, and it is a little outside for ball number four. And once again, Tyler Smith has a leadoff walk. So Smith over to first base, and Cooper Malamazian up to the plate. But before that, it's a mound visit as Ziggy comes out, and that means that the afternoon is over for Drew Thompson. Not able to get through five, but he will take going through four innings, one of his better starts that we've seen, shutout through four innings complete, and tried to start the fifth, but it'll bring out Jack Obrasky, and that is where we will head to a quick break. When we come back, talking a little bit about Obrasky and what the Rafters can do when we return in the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rap.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
As I said earlier, Jack Obrasky coming into the game for the Rafters, and Obrasky back onto the mound here looking to make it work. And, well, the Rafters pitcher on the line for the win at the moment would be Obrasky, but he's got to get through at least this inning here. And Obrasky's last time out, man, he was looking good out there. Went three innings pitched, did not allow a run back against Traverse City in the first game of the two-game series, and that was back on June 16th, so it wasn't quite on the day of the doubleheader. It was before the game got suspended. He had five strikeouts in those three innings as well. So he is on a heater right now. He has been lighting it up and hoping to go an extended outing here as well. It's the bottom of the fourth inning, the bottom of the fifth inning. The Madison Space Cows have a runner on first base with nobody out. First pitch from Obrasky is a swing and a miss. As Cooper Malamazian steps up to the plate. Malamazian, the right-handed hitting shortstop for Madison. He is 0-for-1 in the game, but sends this one into shallow left field. Diving out there, Clayton makes the catch. Another great defensive play from the Rafters outfield keeps Tyler Smith over at first base, and Royce Clayton Jr., nice play out there. And that's what he does. I mean, Royce Clayton has been incredible defensively this season. Some of the plays he's made out there, you just don't see. Started the season off in center field before moving to the corner outfield spot. Fly ball out towards straightaway center. Now on the first pitch to Dom Jacoby, and it's caught by Chris Diaz for out number two. And again, very efficient here. Jack Obrasky, two up, two down, keeps that runner on first base. And Liam Moreno up to the plate with the runner on first and two away in the bottom of the fifth. Moreno, the right-handed hitting left fielder for Madison. Batting 324 on the year, breaking ball, gets a swing and an off-balance miss from Moreno. Count now 0-1 to the Madison left fielder. Runner on first, Tyler Smith. He does have a couple of stolen bases on the season. Doesn't have one in the game yet, despite him reaching base. both times. And Liam Moreno can take some time up there as Jack Obrasky trying to finish him off. 0-1 count. It is a little away to bring it 1-1. Moreno 0-1 in the game. He drew a walk back in the third inning his last time up. But he popped out to second back in the first. Off the end of the bat, it's to the middle of the infield, and Parker flips it to second as it goes 6-4 on the fielder's choice for out number three. So the Rafters are able to work out of that inning without allowing a run. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. It's 5-0 Rafters into the sixth as Jack Obrasky went 3-up, 3-down. We'll be back with more. Rafters have a 5-0 lead when we return. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And a new pitcher coming into the game for the Madison Mallards means that the afternoon is done for Cade Dernan after he allowed three runs on the double from Andre Meduño back in that fifth inning. And so that kind of chases him from the game here. It's the top of the sixth inning. Rafters leading 5-0. And the final line on Cade Dernan is two innings pitched, two hits allowed, three runs. All three were earned, two walks, three strikeouts, no hit batters, no wild pitches, 10 total batters faced, and he did it on 29 pitches. The new pitcher into the game is Francesco Capocci. And Capocci on the mound, he missed the first pitch and misses the second one as well, as it's Nick Adrian up at the plate. Adrian, right-handed hitting catcher, has a 2-0 count. Righty-righty matchup, and this one misses away for ball number three. 3-0 as Capocci is struggling with his command here, and a little bit of a further in-depth look at him. And Capocci this season has appeared in five games, made one start. That one in there called for a strike, 3-1. And so Capocci able to get the strike call. Needed that one. Guy from the University of North Carolina as Adrian skies this one straight back and out of play to make the count full. Nick Adrian 0-2 in the game today with a pair of strikeouts. And he's the beer batter in the game today, and so the fans going to be getting loud for him. And Adrian was the beer batter of a game earlier in the season, and trying to fight through the pressure of that is always something tough. I mean, there's always pressure in a game, but whenever you're the beer batter and everyone's kind of yelling at you, oh, let's go strike him out, always adds an extra layer. And 3-2 count to Adrian. He swings and fouls one right off of his foot, and he's down on the ground for a little bit, but stands back up, so that's good to see. Still a 3-2 count. Capocci on the mound. He's a right-hander from the University of North Carolina. Redshirt sophomore, native of Cumming, Georgia. He's gone 7 1/3 innings this season, but has allowed 8 earned runs. 9 runs in total. 3-2 count on the way home to Adrian. It's outside for ball number 4, and Adrian will walk on down to first base with a 8-pitch walk. And J.J. Garcia now up to the plate with a runner on first base and nobody out in the top of the 6th inning. Francesco Capocci still trying to make something happen. And, well, he had started off the season relatively strong, but his last outing really inflated that ERA. He allowed 4 runs without getting an out back against Lakeshore on June 14th. Runner on first base is Nick Adrian. First pitch high and away for ball number 1 to J.J. Garcia. Garcia up for the third time today. He's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Adrian on first has a couple of stolen bases this season, not too many. Throw back to first. It's going to take the first baseman Kosciuszko a little bit off the bag, but he is able to bring the ball in. Keeps it from getting away, so runner stays on. 1-0 count still on the way home. Nobody out. Pitch misses outside, and it's now 2-0 to Garcia. Capocci struggling a little bit with his command here, and he started off that Nick Adrian at-bat with 3 straight balls, and then threw 4 straight strikes, but Adrian was just patient up there. Seems like that might be the approach, as a 2-0 count to Garcia is taken away for ball number 3, and Garcia now has a 3-0 lead in the count. On deck, it's the leadoff man, Chris Diaz, who's already reached 3 times today. Dangerous batter. So Garcia going to try and put 2 men on for him. 3-0 count, and it is outside ball number 4. Back-to-back walks to start off Capocci's appearance. And it brings up Chris Diaz with runners on first and second. And nobody out in the top of the 6th. Rafters already up 5-0 on the road here at Madison. Trying to keep the offense clicking. They scored 3 runs in the 5th, 2 runs in the 3rd. And Drew Thompson, the 4-inning shutout start from him. Jack Obrasky also had 1 shutout inning coming in relief of Thompson. And on the season now, Obrasky, you talk about his inherited runners, he's been relatively good. Less than half of the inherited runners that he's come on with have scored. Just 3 of the 7 inherited runners of Obrasky. So he has been good for the Rafters and carried that over into tonight's game. Runners on first and second for Chris Diaz, left-handed hitting center fielder for the Rafters. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Still nobody out in a 5-0 ball game. Pitch coming home. It's in there on the lower outside corner for strike number 1. Diaz, I already talked about it. He's reached base 3 times. His last time up, it was a single in the 5th inning that he came around to score on thanks to the double from Andre Meduño. 0-1 count to Diaz. He sends this one into right field, and it's his 3rd hit of the game. Rounding 3rd is Adrian. The throw coming home, and it's not in time. And an RBI single for Chris Diaz. What a game from the center fielder returning to the lineup. And it's now 6-0 Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the 6th. And it brings up Mason Oñate to the plate with runners on the corners and still nobody out in the top of the 6th. Oñate, the left-handed hitting second baseman for the Rafters. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Diaz over there on first. He's already got two stolen bases. Might try and take off. This pitch misses inside. Bounces off the backstop. And so Diaz is over onto second base on the wild pitch. And now the Rafters no longer have a force out. It's a 1-0 count to Oñate. J.J. Garcia did stay on third there. Second and third, 1-0 count with nobody out to the Rafters lefty. Pitch on the way from Capocci. It's high for ball number two. 2-0 count, and Oñate has already shown the patience at the plate. He's walked twice this game, each of his last two times, and he came around to score on both of them as well. The only other time he was up was back in the first inning, and he flew out to left field. 2-0 count is on the outside edge to bring it 2-1, and Capocci struggling out there right now as the Rafters are keyed in. Third time through the order, it seems like everyone is ready to go. This is the fourth time through the batting order. Matanaco on deck. And the 2-1 count is fouled back by Oñate. Brings it back even at 2-2. Rafters looking for their first road win since 10 days ago at Lakeshore. Trying to get a new streak started and build back some momentum. They're sitting pretty far back in the Great Lakes West standings at the moment. 2-2 count is hit into left field, and that gets on down for a hit. Here comes one run. Chris Diaz is rounding third. Now he'll go back to the bag, and he is safely in there as the throw came back to third base. So now runners on the corners, an RBI single for Mason Oñate, his first hit of the game. It's 7-0, Rafters in the top of the sixth inning. Now, I would say something right now if it weren't for knowing what Madison could do, because Madison has been great offensively this year, and we've already seen it against the Rafters a few times. Runners on first and third, 7-0 ball game. First pitch to Matanaco, misses outside for ball number one, and the Rafters have had some explosive innings this season, and this could be another one of them. It's rounding out like it could be. No outs, runners on the corners, a 1-0 count to Matanaco. Capocci looking to find his spot, but misses away again. Capocci really struggling to find the strike zone. So it's a 2-0 count to Acco, who is up for his fourth time today, but officially 0-1. His last time up, he drew a walk in the fifth and came around to score. 2-0 count is outside, and it's 3-0. And Madison might have to get to another arm very quickly. They've got a man warming up out there, as that is, I believe, Elliot Cadieux-Lanoux. 13, actually. Jace Schuler. And this one misses as well for ball number four. And so a walk to Matanaco. Five straight Rafters have reached base. And it brings up Eric Barker, who's already done plenty of damage. He's got a pair of RBIs and is 1-for-3 on the game. Parker, the right-handed hitting shortstop, brings up a righty-righty matchup. Bases are loaded. Nobody out in the top of the sixth inning. Rafters up 7-0 against the Madison Space Cows. The first pitch to Parker is in there, called for strike number one. Parker joined us on the pregame show today. Got a chance to talk to him about his collegiate experience quite a bit, playing at the University of Georgia. And, well, in the upcoming spring, he'll be playing for South Carolina. 0-1 count misses inside for ball number one. A couple of Rafters in the transfer portal, looking for new homes this season. And that's one of the great things about the Northwoods League, is that you can really prove yourself over the summer and send yourself to a better location. 1-1 count with the bases loaded. Parker takes it on the outside corner for strike number two, and it drops out of the glove of Tyler Smith. And the count now 1-2. Parker looking to do damage. Really just needs to put anything into play. Looking for RBIs number three or maybe even four of the game. He can pick up a hit. 1-2 count. It's outside for ball number two. Now 2-2. On the season, Parker has six RBIs through this being his 11th game. Has a 2-2 count. Bases are loaded with nobody out. Pitch on the way home, and he sends a fly ball down the left field line, but hooking foul towards the inflatable. And count remains 2-2. Very nice concourse area here at Madison, where they've always got different activities